I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, May 10th. The Quincy City Council will begin reviewing Mayor Thomas Koch's proposed city budget for the next fiscal year on Monday night. A public hearing will be held at 6:30, followed by the first round of department budget presentations. Budgets for 19 departments will be reviewed by the Finance Committee, including the City Clerk, Licensing Board, Planning, and Municipal Finance. The committee will hold several meetings to review all department budgets. Councilors may approve or cut budgets, but may not add to them. The proposed $424 million spending plan represents a 4.5% increase, or about $18 million. The proposed budget includes a plan for a new Department of Grant Management, an assistant traffic engineer, new staff to deal with retirees' pensions and benefits, and new laborers in the Department of Natural Resources. Quincy's new Invasive Species Management Committee will hold their first event tomorrow to begin removing invasive plants. The committee will be targeting an upland area along a portion of Fenno Street and the trail system. Volunteers are being asked to meet at the Fenno Street entrance to the Salt Marsh Trail and Sailor's Home Cemetery at noon tomorrow. Everyone is welcome. No experience is necessary. Volunteers should bring gloves and tools. The volunteers will be removing non-native invasive plants that are harming the natural ecosystem and then planting and seeding with native species. Paychecks for some Steward healthcare employees were not deposited into their bank accounts due to a bank processing error, according to the company's president. The governor's office said it is looking into reports from Steward employees who say their paychecks didn't process yesterday morning, days after the beleaguered company filed for bankruptcy. The brief payroll delay occurred for some union members at three Steward-owned hospitals, St. Anne's, St. Elizabeth's, and Kearney. State officials expect Steward employees to be paid by the end of the day today. The Massachusetts Nurses Association earlier said the issue is a delay in some checks being deposited because of this week's bankruptcy filing. Meantime, Steward Healthcare wants to sell all of its hospitals by the end of the summer. Its 31 hospitals across the country will be auctioned off at the end of June. Steward has 8 hospitals in Massachusetts. The for-profit company filed for bankruptcy early Monday morning. It was revealed in court it has $9 billion in liability. Two armed men suspected of robbing a courier who was carrying more than $436,000 in cash pickups from multiple cannabis dispensaries in Massachusetts, along with their getaway driver, are facing criminal charges after federal investigators executed a search warrant at their homes on Wednesday. Stephen Madison, Christopher White, and Quentin McDonald were charged with robbery, maliciously damaging or destroying, and conspiracy. Investigators said they found phones connected to the robbery, a gun, and a newly purchased Rolex. White was arrested at his home in Raynham, while McDonald was nabbed at his home in Brockton. The courier, who was driving a Ford Explorer loaded with multiple cash pickups from cannabis dispensaries, including in Provincetown, Wellfleet, Plymouth, Middleborough, and Fall River, pulled up to Bay Coast Bank in Swansea to deposit the money on February 19th. The bank was closed for the President's Day holiday. The driver planned to leave the money in an overnight drop bin when the alleged robbery took place. Well, the clock is ticking if you have not gotten a real ID. As of May 7, 2025, you will need a real ID driver's license or a valid passport to fly and enter certain federal facilities. The new ID meets the federal standard and is characterized by a gold star placed on the top right of the license. If you still have an old-style license or ID without that gold star, the upgrade process begins at the Registry of Motor Vehicles or on their website. Applicants will be required to prove U.S. citizenship or that they have a lawful presence in the United States. We're officially in tick season, and the worst ones are coming out this week. Lyme disease is always a concern, but this year, Powassan virus was also detected in a tick in Sharon. Best ways to protect against ticks is to use a bug spray for your skin, a treatment for your clothing, and always do a skin check after being outside. The next big concern are Lone Star ticks, since they're making their way to Massachusetts from the south. If you get bit by one, you could develop an allergy to red meat. The Sportsmanship Luncheon for the 40th Annual Quincy Senior Olympics is being held today at 1 p.m. at the Kennedy Center. The games began last Monday. They'll continue through May 23rd. An estimated 250 participants are taking part in this year's event. Track and field events will be held Monday at Faxon Field. The Southwest Community Middle School Drama Club presents Encanto today at 6:30 p.m. and Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Tickets are $5. The third annual Quincy Multicultural Festival will be held Saturday from noon to 4 at Pageant Field. The festival will showcase the diverse cultures of Quincy through food, music, art, and admission is free. All are welcome. Reminder, buses will replace MBTA Red Line trains between JFK UMass and North Quincy tomorrow and Sunday. Commuter rail will be fare-free between Braintree, Quincy Center, JFK UMass, and South Station. Check of business news. Stocks open the day in positive territory. The Dow up 331 points. The NASDAQ rose 43. The S&P added 26. Stocks were also higher in Asia. The euro fell. The dollar is up, and oil at $79 a barrel. In sports, the Celtics lose to the Cavaliers 118-94. Series heads to Cleveland tomorrow night at 8:30 for Game 3. It's all tied up now at one game apiece. And the Bruins, in their Game 3 against the Florida Panthers at the Garden tonight at 7, that also tied up at one game apiece. And the Red Sox are back home tonight against the Washington Nationals at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today, maybe a morning shower, otherwise a cloudy with high in the upper 50s. Cloudy tonight, low 46. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 58. Clouds on Sunday, high 59. Partly cloudy, 69 for a high on Monday. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, northeast wind 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots at times. High tide, 1:58 p.m. Sunrise, 5:27, sets at 7:53. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, May 10th.